Just a couple things. I thought, you know, credit to the Jets. They did a good job. You know, they came out early. They got a couple big third downs on us, made some big plays. We were able to move the ball at times early on, but we traded, you know, they scored touchdowns and we kicked field goals. So, you know, that got us behind a little bit. And we were behind a little bit in third down percentage early on. I thought that we came back, defense started playing well. We were able to get the game to 20-20. And at the end of the day, we weren't able to, you know, make that play and to get us over the hump, you know, and they did. And they wound up winning. And credit to them, you know, they went out there and won that game.
I think EJ played like a rookie today.
I don't, you know, it's hard for me because I have really, really high expectations for him. I say that all the time. So, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, that play, even some of our veteran players, including us, you know, we're all continuing to get better. And, you know, they're a good defense. I mean, you know, they've done a nice job. So, you know, did we miss some things out there? Can we have done a better job? Absolutely.
How much of a bind, Coach, you know, the McKelvin injury happens early, next guy up, but you got guys moving positions around? And
I think the way you said it is kind of like how we look at it. Hey, you know, next guy up, you know. But it does take – it did take us out of, you know, one or two packages. You know, obviously we had to move Aaron over there, you know, put Jimmy back there at safety with Searcy. So, you know, it's an area of, you know, basically at that point you have your two starting corners out and Jarris is out, you know, for the game. So, you know, you got three good football players that aren't on the field. But, you know, those other guys have done a good job. And, you know, at times tonight they weren't able to make those plays that they've made before in the last 2 weeks.
Justin Rogers got beat for the two long ones. Did you try to settle him down at all after the first one? Or you know, what was your view of those plays?
No, I don't think Justin was in the cause of like oh my gosh, you know, here they go. I think, you know, going into it, you know, they're lining up, they're taking shots. You know, Leotis before that, you know, people have gone after, you know, everyone's going after, you know, our secondary, and, you know, we just have to do a good job, and, you know, we're trying to change things up, you know, for him coverage wise and pressure and do that to try to keep the quarterback, you know, thinking. But, you know, hey, when they bring the pressure, block them all up, and, you know, they went one-on-one, it's just the point of, you know, we didn't make those plays.
Can you give a rundown of all the injuries?
Sure. Just hang with me. I wrote them down. I got it right here. I have a Leotis, a hamstring. He didn't come back. A Marcel, an ankle. He didn't come back. Spiller, a knee. He didn't come back. And Carrington, a knee. He did not come back.
Severity on any of these or concern, certain level of concern with any of these could be long-term?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for me, I don't really have a lot of time. You know, what happens is after the game, I come in, I kind of just take a quick view of the stats. You know, I usually, you know, meet with the quarterback, just telling you the truth. You know, then I address the whole team. You know, then I see Doug. Then really Scott brings me out the injuries. So I really don't know until the doctors are able to really evaluate it. You know, unless they said something beforehand, which they haven't yet.
Oh, Mario, he was on the sidelines for seemed like a lot of the fourth quarter. Was he any?
I saw him getting work, but no one really came up to me. You know, I know that at one point we were down, you know, a couple of defensive linemen. You know, where I remember on the phones we was like, hey, we're down to one, and we were going to put you know, Westerman in there. You know, saying to play the big end.
Your inability to get the running game going early, CJ really did nothing before he got hurt. How much did that handicap, you know, EJ? Because they kept coming after him.
Yeah, I mean, they're tough, you know. You know, credit to them again. I mean, you know, they give up 2.4 yards of rush. So, you know, rushing, we gave up a lot of rushing yards. I believe they had like almost 182, and I think we had 100 and, you know, some small change, 100 and something. You know, when you have that type of inability, and we were trying to stay with it, you know, obviously that hurts in what we want to try to get accomplished. You know, they did a good job. They had, you know, two guys on the outside. They did some good things. And, you know, we were able to hit a couple, but we weren't able to sustain that type of offense for, you know, throughout the game. And then we got caught, you know, where we had to throw it and make up for some points.
After the Kiko's interception, first and 10 on the 13, you ran. And there were a number of sequences where it was first down and second down, run. I mean, mm-hmm. Were you trying to be a little careful of EJ?
No, actually, you know, when you go into the red zone, there's certain points where, you know, they play coverage, you know, and you know, our point is, hey, if they're going to play coverage, you know, make sure that we don't get the touchdown. You know, we'd like to try to be able to run the ball. And I think when you do that as a team, when you're able to do that, run the ball in there, you know, when you look at all, you know, the majority of the percentage of the offenses that are best in the red zone at the end of this year, you know, 8 out of 10 will be able to run the football down there. So, you know, that was our plan going in there. It wasn't necessarily more to protect EJ.
Coach, the loss aside, having grown up in the Bronx, are you excited about the opportunity to be a coach in the NFL and have his first trip to the
league? I'm more concerned about the team and everything that's going on right now and, you know, going back to work and cleaning this thing up and, you know, getting better and just keep fighting, you know, and that's what I basically told the team. You know, it's going to be, we're going to have to be that type of team where we have to get up, you know, every day and we have to, you know, rely on each other and just keep fighting our way and just keep fighting to get into these games. I mean, you know, we played 3 games, you know, we did some good things. We've done some bad things. I think that, you know, but in all 3 games, we've given ourselves the ability to be in a position to tie or win a game. And we just got to keep working to get over that hump. Despite what, you know, maybe anyone else may say or think.
How do you think EJ did in responding to the pressure the Jets were bringing today?
I mean, we expected it. I mean, you expected it. It's not like you did. And I think that, you know, we tried to do some things. And we made mistakes. I mean, but it wasn't, you know, it's not just the quarterback. I mean, and I think we could all understand that. You know, we had some protection breakdowns. We had some things that we weren't able to get open on. I mean, so really, you know, And don't get me wrong. Sometimes I do wish I could just say, hey, it's just one thing. You know, but there are a couple things that we just need to keep working on and get better at.
How thin do you feel in your secondary?
Well, first of all, I'm not thin, so I never feel thin. I do, I think. You know, I think I'll be looking forward to seeing what the doctors say and where we're at and what's going on and seeing what we can do to, you know, better our situation back there, whether we have to – change maybe some of our philosophies and what we're trying to get done. And we'll have all those discussions. And what we'll do is we'll take the players that we have and we'll just do the best job we can to put in position, you know, to help our football team.